My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host for this evening, Keita Keet. Thank y'all so much for joining me tonight. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in this evening, and I just want to say thank you. Real quick to all of my listeners, especially my first time listeners, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And just wanted to let you all know that if you would like to follow me on social media, or if you'd like to get in contact with me, whether you have a prayer request, whether you just like to say, hey, Keita, I like what you're doing, or if you just want to say what's up, you can do so. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram, and that is under Keita Keet, and that's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. And I can also be reached via email, and that is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. Amen. All right. So listen, we're going to jump right in to tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is on decisions. We are going to be talking about decisions and making decisions. Now, of course, we make decisions every single day. Every single day, we make decisions on what we are going to eat for that day. What are we going to drink for that day? What are, you know, if we're going to go to work or not, if we're going to exercise or not, what we are going to wear, what type of shoes we're going to wear. You know, with me, sometimes is which wig am I going to wear today? But no matter what we do, we definitely make decisions every single day. So tonight, I want to talk about the importance of decisions from a practical perspective, as well as a psychological perspective. And lastly, from a biblical or spiritual perspective. Amen. All right. So, you know, from a practical perspective, we're just going to give this quick definition. And definition of decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. I'll repeat that. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. All right. So, like I said, you know, we make decisions daily. And it's important that, you know, that it's really important that we choose or that we make the right decisions. Just want to talk about this for a little bit. And I said we'll be talking about it from a psychological perspective. You know, of course, being a psych major, you know, I just think it's so important that, you know, that we look at this from different perspectives. According to according to Psychology Today, it's talking about the art of decision making. Okay. And it says, when making a decision, we form opinions and choose actions via mental processes, which are influenced by biases, reason, emotions, and memories. The simple act of deciding supports the notion that we have free will. And I'm going to stop right there for just one quick second because I want to talk about that term free will. Now, of course, this is definitely a term that we have heard all through our life because, you know, the Bible talks about how God gives us free will as people, as humans, as believers. We have free will. Now, as it pertains to, because we are dealing this from the psychological perspective, as it pertains to the counseling profession, there is a term that is used called autonomy. And autonomy basically means that we have free will, or in this instance, that a client or a person who is coming to receive help or receive counseling or therapy, they have what is called autonomy, meaning that they have a right to choose their own lives, make their own decisions, choose their own fate, however you want to say it, but they have a right to choose how their life is going to go. So they have autonomy or free will. Okay. So in the art of decision making, when making decisions, like the article said, we make decisions by forming opinions and choosing actions via mental processes, which are influenced by our biases, our reason, our emotions, and our memories. Okay. The simple act of deciding supports the notion that we have free will. It goes on to say, we weigh the benefits and costs of our choice, and then we cope with the consequences. Okay. So that is very important. We have to understand that when we do make decisions, there are consequences, whether good or bad. Okay. Factors that limit the ability to make good decisions may include missing or incomplete information, urgent deadlines, and limited physical or emotional resources. So those are just a few factors that may limit our ability to make good decisions. Specifically this one, including missing or incomplete information. It is so important that we have the information or the facts that we need in order to make the right decision. I've talked to people, just having conversations where people have been asked to do things, but don't necessarily have all of the information pertaining to the task. So sometimes we may say yes, and I have definitely been guilty of this. Sometimes we'll say yes to something, but not have all of the information. And so by the time we get involved in the task or action at hand, sometimes it can get a little overwhelming just because whether communication wasn't clear or we just didn't have the information. So I just believe that in order for us to be effective and when we're executing certain tasks or actions, I think it's highly important that we do have, if we can't have all of the information, at least most of the information, so that we can make a conscious decision. Okay. So it goes on, and again, this is the article from psychologytoday.com. It goes on to explain how do we know if we've made a good decision? Okay, and it says, in life, there is often no right decision. When surrounded by an abundance of options, it's easy to experience decision paralysis or feel less satisfied with our decisions. You may even blame yourself. Or we may even blame ourselves when we really are going through choice overload. The key is to find ways to simplify our decision and not ruminate over the many roads not taken. So when it's talking about experience decision paralysis, sometimes we get to a point, and again, I can say that I have done this because I am a self-confessed overthinker. Yeah, sometimes I overthink things. And what happens is when I start to overthink things, sometimes I won't move until things have become clear to me. So, you don't want to mess up. You don't want to make a mistake. And so So decision paralysis can occur where you just don't want to make a decision. You don't want to move. But the issue with that is that eventually you're going to have to move. You're going to have to make a decision. So it's really important that we know what to do. So of course, making sure, one of the things I say is to make sure that we have all of the information or most of the information that we need in order to move forward. Okay. But it goes on to, this article goes on to say, as well that, there are skills that are necessary when making decisions. Okay. So what skills are necessary when making decisions? Of course, decision-making can be stressful. And follow through is essential. So even though decision making is stressful, we still have to follow through. That is essential. You may need to accept that panic, fear, and for some of us, that panic, fear, and lack of confidence are often part of the decision making process. It's crucial, however, now these are some of the skills that they suggest. It's crucial that you get enough sleep. That's number one. So you can think clearly. Okay. Many of us, especially, I am in school. I'm going to school online. But many of us have been there, whether it was a school project, a project for work, where we have burned what I call the midnight oil. So we have been up all day and we're up all night. And sometimes we may not go to bed, till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And, I've heard the term team no sleep. However, comma, it may work for some, but I will speak for myself. That team no sleep does not work for me. Okay. It is important. It is imperative that you get enough sleep so that you can think clearly. Okay, especially when you have some serious decisions to be made. So remember to get enough sleep so you can think clearly. Also, try to keep your priorities straight. All right, keep the main thing the main thing. Okay, carefully weigh the trade-offs. All right, commit to a decision and then follow through. All right. So those are just a few of the skills necessary, needed, when we're making, when we're definitely making decisions. Okay. Now we're going to, jump right into, the biblical perspective of decision making. What does the Bible say about decision making? What can we do, biblically, from the biblical, perspective or standpoint of how to make decisions? All right. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and him being God, and he shall direct your path. All right. And of course, that is a very well-known scripture that many of us know and can recite, but it's highly important for us to first and foremost trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So first and foremost, that we must lean and trust in God. Amen. For to know what's the best decision to make. So through prayer, through his word, we can know what is the best decision to make, for our circumstance. Amen. And I've said it plenty of times, the word of God gives us our solutions, to our problems or to those things that we're just not quite sure about. Amen. So how can we make sure that we are making the right decisions? And like I said, first of all, we can pray. We can study the word of God, but we can also ask the Holy Spirit. Yes, ask the Holy Spirit. Personally, I talk to the Holy Spirit daily. Yes, it is imperative that I talk to the Holy Spirit daily, that he, you know, my prayers that he will lead me and guide me and teach me and show me what's best. You know, I've had it where I have prayed and asked Holy Spirit, if I'm going to the store, I don't know how many of you all have done this. I've gone to the store, maybe like Walmart or to the grocery store. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, show me which way to go so I can get a good parking space. And and when I tell you, he does it all the time, he'll tell me to turn left or he'll tell me to turn right. And just so happened, a car could be backing out of that close parking space. I know that's for me. When I pull up, I know that's for me. And you know what I say? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Absolutely. So, the Holy Spirit can, guide and lead you daily. Absolutely daily. The scripture, John 14, verse 26 says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. So the Holy Spirit was sent to us to be our advocate and to teach us and remind us all things, to guide us. You know, we all have to live this life. But I'm telling you, when you have the help of the Holy Spirit, it makes life so much easier. Amen. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Amen. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So I'm telling you, speaking and talking with the Holy Spirit daily, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and reveal truth to you to show you, what's, the best decision to make. Amen. Lastly, how can we, make sure that we're making the right decision or what's the best, recourse to make the right decision? Seeking wise counsel is so important, when we are trying to make decisions and specifically the right decisions. Seeking wise counsel. And the Bible talks about us, seeking wise counsel. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. All right. And also Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. OK, so seeking wise counsel is highly important when we are trying to make decisions, specifically the right decisions. OK, now I'm going to read a snippet from this article, which is found on accounseling.org. And it's talking about making biblical decisions, or I should say making decisions from a biblical perspective. Okay. And it says, the principle of seeking wise counsel is shown throughout the Bible. No one should make life-changing decisions without receiving godly counsel. It is wise to think through who we can talk to when we need advice or direction. All right. And it's talking about the importance of seeking and receiving godly counsel. It says wise counsel will help us seek God's best for our lives by looking at all sides of issues. Wise counselors turn their own will and agenda over to God as they help guide us. It is better to receive counsel from those who can help review pros and cons and strengths and weaknesses of our decisions rather than listening to those who simply tell us what we want to hear or criticize us. All right. The Bible notes that choosing poor counselors can have disastrous consequences. So it is important to be intentional about whom we seek out. Amen. All right. And so this article, again, it's found on accounseling.org, lists characteristics of someone to seek out for guidance and wise counsel. All right. And some of those characteristics include a person that's genuinely concerned for you and either knows or is willing to learn about your background. All right. A person that's known to be biblically sound, spiritually mature, and aware of their own blind spots. Okay. A person that is skilled at listening and asking good questions. As a counselor, I just believe it is so important to have active listening skills. Amen. To active listen to the individual that you are helping or that you are counseling. So you want a person that is skilled at listening and asking good questions. You also want someone that is somewhat experienced and knowledgeable or trained in the area you are seeking guidance about. Okay. For example, they use an experienced professional when making a career decision. Okay. A person that exercises confidentiality and uses discretion. Okay. You want to make sure that when you are seeking wise counsel, you are talking with someone that will not spread all of your business out in the street while you are trying to make while you're trying to make the right decision. Okay. All right. So it's important that the person that you are confiding in uses discretion and practices confidentiality. OK. Also, you want a person that exemplifies humility and gentleness, but yet loves you enough to tell you the truth or where you may be interpreting situations in error. Yeah. Yeah. I say this often that I don't want a lot of yes people around me because I will never grow or I will never know where I kind of need to. I use the term tighten up in. You know, there may be areas where I need to tighten up in, and I just can't have a bunch of yes people around me or the people that's going to always agree with me. You know, so I want people that's around me, and I thank God that I have them around me to say, like, you know, and say it in love. They actually say it in love. They'll say, you know, I'm not sure about that one, Keto, or have you looked at it from this point of view? Or instead of you doing this, why don't you look at it from this way? So it is highly important to have those people in your life. It goes on to say, make sure they provide an honest opinion and is direct when necessary. That is also important. And lastly, that they are able to be objective in the situation. All right. And so the article basically summarizes a wise counsel or the importance of wise counsel from the biblical perspective as this. It's important, you know, as we approach biblical decision making, it is important to realize there is no set formula on how to properly make a perfect decision every time. There are, however, several key biblical principles which should be applied. Using God's word as a foundation and having an accurate concept of God and his sovereignty are critical starting places. So remember, when we started with the biblical perspective, we talked about prayer and talking about making sure that we are studying and reading the word of God. That is our foundation. Okay. It goes on to say walking with God daily. Amen. Praying for his direction and seeking wise counsel serve as key behaviors. Finally, trusting and waiting on God with a surrendered heart are vital attitudes which must be held throughout the process. Amen. Amen. All right. So as we close tonight, talking about decisions and making sure that we are making the right decisions for our life, you know, for our life. And of course, like I said, we make decisions daily, whether it's what we want to eat or drink or wear or how we want to wear our hair, where we want to go, whether we want to work today or whether we want to play today. No matter what, we are constantly making decisions. Okay, but as I close tonight's show, I want to talk about a decision that many of us have made in our life. And that is the decision to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 10, starting at verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Verse 11 goes on to say, as scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. So I want to close tonight's show in talking about the decision to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I'm just so blessed to say that I just thank God that I have, that I did make that decision. And it was one of the best decisions that I have made in my life. And so I just want to encourage those who are listening, if you have not made that decision, and it's something that you have been challenged with, it's something that you've been going back and forth with in your mind, it's something that you've been struggling with, if it's something that in you where you feel like that you're not good enough, or that you have just gone so far out that you can't be saved, I just want to let you know this, that if you are feeling that way, I just want to tell you that is a lie from the devil. Amen. That you are not so far out that God still cannot save you, that God still cannot rescue you. And most importantly, please know that God loves you. Amen. So for those who, like I said, have not made that decision, but want to make that decision to give your life to Christ, so you can be reconciled with the Father through Jesus Christ. For those who would like to, I would just like to lead you into the prayer of salvation. Amen. And you can repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me by your blood of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I may be justified and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. I declare right now that I am a born again child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. I choose to follow you, and I ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. For all of those, for all my listeners who just prayed their prayer of salvation, I just want to let you know that all of heaven is rejoicing right now. There is a party going on. All of heaven is rejoicing right now. And I am rejoicing with heaven, knowing that you have made that decision to have a true relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with his Holy Spirit. So I just thank God for what he is starting to do in your life and what he will do in your life. Welcome, family. Amen. Well, that is it for tonight's show. I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in again. And again, if you like to follow me on social media, I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram, and that's Keta Keet, KETTAKEET. But thank you all so much. You all have a blessed evening and an awesome weekend. Good night.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.